Here's the deal on Renegade. He comes out of the one hole. They have moved the gate over now where it used to be where you're right up against the rail, but they've got a new gate. And so he will come down the stretch. It's a long stretch in front of the stands. And when you have, normally, folks, you have 10, 12, or 7 or 8. You have smaller, 12 is the biggest field. And most times you're racing 8 or 9 horses. This is 20 horses abreast of each other. And when they come into the first turn, half the horses lose the race because they all funnel down trying to cut the number of lengths they're going to run. So if you can imagine 20 horses coming down on top of, so whoever's in the one position, even though he's in there, so each one of them is hitting the other one going down to the left. So they just get the mortal, you know what, beat out of them. So the theory is that Renegade has enough speed that they could drop him back to the back of the pack. In other words, when they come out of the deal, they come down the stretch, he could just fade back and let the other idiots go to the left.
Sure.
And it's said that at least half of the horses, great horses, get the races over in the first turn of the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen in other racing. Because there's not that much pressure going down there, but when a horse gets hit hard, the horse is sort of like you as a person. Somebody comes and hits you as hard as they can on your shoulder, you might not want to run the rest of the way.
Right.
So, but Renegade has the speed and the endurance to drop. I believe to drop back and then follow them. It's such a long race, and you got to remember, for people who are listening who are not into racing, this is a mile and a quarter. There are none of these horses, none of them of the 20, have ever run a mile and a quarter in a race. So it's a new distance. So you may have the greatest race horse in the world, but his length is a mile and a 16th or a mile and an 1/8, and then he's given out. He doesn't have any more. So that the reason you have so many non-favorites win is because of the first turn and so much traffic. And then you have these horses that are great horses, but they are tired at a mile and an 1/8. So Renegade in Arkansas Derby came like fine. So I think he could drop back, pick up half the field going down the back. And if you ever saw the Mind That Bird race, when Calvin Burrell came around the last turn, he was probably 18th, and then he looked like somebody shot him out of cannon. He just got on the rail, and there was nobody on the rail, which is the shortest distance, obviously. And Mind That Bird not only won, but he won by lengths, and the announcer didn't even see him coming. He was calling the first two or three up there, and here came Mind That Bird. So if you like racing, go on the internet and watch the Mind That Bird race. But I think Chief Willoughby, if I pronounce it right, it'll be a long odd to be a good bet horse.
All right, there you have it. The picks from Frank Fletcher, everybody.
Thank you, Frank. That's free.
RJ Hawk joins us now. Good morning, RJ.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sir, Hawk.
How you doing?
I just literally learned more from Frank than I did any horse racing show on the Buzz or anything like that. Time for a show, Frank. You know, they've got, I think, that Oaklawn Race Day. You can just go up there and do that with Justin.
I told the boys you got the Gatorade bath last night at Dickie Stevens.
I did, yes. Yes, I did. It was a nice walk-off win for the House to win the legislative softball game.
Justin asked, was that because of your performance, or because you were the team captain that you got the drinks?
I think probably a little bit of both.
Okay.
So myself and Tyler Dees and Denver Peacock, we kind of help organize this thing. We raised over $50,000 for charities last night.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters in Central, the Children's Advocacy Centers of Arkansas.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. And so, you know, a lot of people go, a bunch of legislators out there playing softball and stuff. And but, man, it was a great night. And, I went 3 for 3 with 4 RBI.
Wow, look at you. This is slow pitch, right?
Nice. Slow pitch, yeah. And so you guys know Carl West with Bowditt Wines and Spirits. He's a professional softball player. He came out and helped. Chris Walker was there.
Okay. Anybody hit one out of the park?
Well, not anybody in the legislature. Jeremy Wooldridge almost hit one out.
It's tough to hit a softball out of that park.
I hit the top of the fence over in left field.
You took it to the fence?
On the fence. And so I hit the SoFi sign. And,
look at you.
It was fun, man. It was a great night. And, now Tim Howard, who was one of the professional softball players that we had, he was an all-time pitcher. He hit one up in the berm outside the stadium. So it was fun watching those guys hit.
Do you feel like you redeemed yourself since your last performance on the at the softball?
Well, I didn't throw out a first pitch, but you know what? I tell you what, Frank, so back in 2011 when I was working for the station, it was kind of, we had Buzz Knight, right?
Yep.
And they said, hey, we need somebody to throw out the first pitch. And Baz didn't want to do it. Roger, nobody wanted to do it. They said, RJ, why don't you go throw out the first pitch? You're a baseball guy. You go play. You go throw out the first pitch. I said, okay, sure. I've never been on them. Like, I don't get – outfielders don't get on the mound, right? And so I get out there, and as we walk out, Basil's with his phone doing all this stuff. And he
goes, document it.
You better throw a fastball, and it better be a strike.
Yeah.
That's what he says it just like that. And I go, no, I was just planning on lobbing it, like just planning on getting it there. And I get on the mound. And y'all, kind of blacked out a little bit, and the ball rolled out of my hand, and it wasn't a good look. Rolled to home plate. And not only that, but that night the Travs had a big series, and so they had Channel 7, Channel 11, Channel 4 all there, right? And
so you spiked it?
That night I get home, I turn on the news, and Sully is leading the sportscast have you seen a bad first pitch? Stevens. And so then it goes on to the next night because Janelle Lilly, who used to be at KTV, she threw out the first pitch. So then Sully brings back mine and goes side by side with me and Janelle Lilly. So
Have you seen that, Justin? Have you seen the pitch? Do you remember that?
No, I haven't. That's why I was asking. So you spiked it?
Go on YouTube. You can see it.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. So
it was. Well, at least you redeemed yourself a little bit. 3-3 last night.
I do love Frank and guys that it was 2011 when that happened. And so the other day, Speaker Evans and President Hester for the Senate, they're on the show with these guys. And I'm driving, going to show a house, and I've got the buzz on. And all of a sudden I hear, well, R.J. Hawk used to – he kind of embarrassed himself on the mound.
Embarrassed.
And I'm like, ooh. Yeah, Baz just keeps putting knife in the wound.
Well, I'm glad you exercised that demon of that pitch last night.
Yeah,
so for a good cause.
Yeah.
Speaking of softball, I do want to – Frank and Zippy, we really – probably more than any other radio show in the country work hard to have a lot of Razorback athletes, these NIL calls. And this was from the mom of Bree Ellis, who was a National Player of the Year. And so it's been fun. One of the things, Roger, I get to do, I'm dealing with a parent sometime, like Anthony Black's mom. What a great you don't know if these parents are sick of you or whatever. So this is what she wrote me last week. She goes, hey, David, I want to let you know I had the honor of listening to your Morning Mayhem show last Friday with Ella, who is the current third baseman for the Razorbacks, Bree, their daughter, and Coach Stiefel. What a treat. She goes, it was important for you to know how thankful I am for y'all supporting women's sports. Without men like you and the guys on your show, letting all the sports guy knows it's okay to watch women's sports and enjoy watching women's sports, we would not be making the strides we currently are making. Thank you guys for being so sweet to Bree and always including her. Thanks for being a Courtney Dyfel supporter. Bree's 2 years at Arkansas were the best 2 years yet. Wish you guys continued success. If you ever need anything in Houston, let us know. That's Molly Ellis. How cool is that?
What a nice deal.
Yeah,
and
that was the player of the year. Of course, we've got Ella McDowell, who was just best friends with her. But you know what, Roger? You bust your butt to do those kind of things, and it's profitable for the station. It's profitable for the athlete.
But she said it when she said it's important to her. For us to know, or for you to know.
Yeah, we're proud of the fact because I had not. Of course, you're coaching your daughter's team, and Justin, you got three daughters that you're coaching, and so it's something Roger and I really had not done a lot of as women's sports, Frank and Zippy, but it's a big deal, and we've enjoyed it, and we just 100%. keeping this open. 100%. This year they get to go to the World Series.
What a great strides that basketball program baseball, softball program.
Yeah. Oh.
It's unbelievable. National.
Yeah. Yeah, they really are. So we're hoping this is the year they can get to Oklahoma City for the World Series, because they've been knocking on the door. And so anyway, it's great to get those kind of that kind of feedback. So 661-1037. If we've got RJ's open, Christian or Raj, let's go ahead and just hit that so we can make RJ official today.
Go ahead, Chrissy.
If you don't, that's okay.
Well, it's just...
Is it frozen?
No, it's on a different page. We just have...
By the way, too, your sponsor, Don Grisham, National State Wholesale, shot his first turkey yesterday.
I saw his first turkey. I saw the Facebook. Did you see the war paint on his face?
I did see that.
He was ready to roll.
Frank, Don has got a... Go ahead and hit it, and I'll tell the story afterwards.
Just turned 70. He got his first turkey.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster,
turn
real
up a little
estate
bit.
Agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Grisham, at Natural State Wholesale.
They go, yeah. So, congrats to Don for doing that and sponsoring RJ. And you guys are almost finished with your legislative business.
We wrapped up yesterday. So yesterday was the final day of the fiscal session. So we're done now. We'll have the special session starting on Monday, and the governor's going to hopefully send out the call today, and then that'll be for an income tax cut that we'll be doing. So that'll happen Monday. It could go to Wednesday or Thursday, just depending on how fast things move.
From our Middleton Eaton Air text line, Roger, your forearms are looking ripped.
My what?
Your forearms are looking ripped.
Oh, really?
So the camera's obviously showing off your guns there, Roger.
Oh, I didn't know.
How about that?
And the hair's looking good.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, Zippy was going, why are you wearing a hat, you know, because it's a Fletcher hat. Do you know that?
Oh, it's a Fletcher.
Roger had that
Fletcher.
Made.
I hope it's not copyright laws. I asked for Steve Qualls to make it special for me. It's one of a kind. Thank you. I love it. Well, it's only, you know, my head is still, it's still got some redness on there. So there's a part of me that is still egotistical.
Well, once you get that full head of hair, you cannot wear a hat when the camera's on you.
No, can't do it. And I won't do it. Well, no. The only thing that I cannot do that I could do before I had the hair transplant was get a sunburn on my head or let the sun on my head. I can't do that yet. Obviously, there's going to be a time when I don't have to wear a hat out in the sun, doing my yard, doing whatever, because everybody gets to see the hair and all that. So until the doctor tells me, I'm doing everything he tells me to do, right down to the T. So I want to make sure he's successful at giving me the opportunity.
Does it still come back gray?
It's my hair.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not going to come back anything but what it was.
Oh, so I didn't know if it was somebody else's hair.
It's not magic. No, they didn't. Baz offered some, but
I offered to step in case there was an emergency.
It sure did. I had several people.
But it wasn't from his head.
It's also National Day, Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. Now, Frank, your dogs are German Shepherds. And you usually always get that. But I have a lot of respect for people that will go to a shelter and keep a dog from being, put to sleep and that kind of deal. And so
my right hand, Brenda Ransom, every dog, I mean, she works at the shelter, goes volunteers, takes the dog walking, and then she finds some homes.
Yeah,
so she absolutely, I think a lot of people absolutely love to go save a dog.
That's just awesome. And you know who else does a lot of that? Double R. And CARE, I mean, they...
Don't they have, like, 14?
First of all, happy birthday to CARE. Happy birthday, CARE.
No, just in
case I miss it, we do have CARE. We have dogs, cats, llamas, and 3 alpacas, and we keep them all.
Yeah, I always hear... Let me tell you, at 5:30, Justin, I give you one guess. What happens at 5:30 every day before going to a break or coming out of a break on Drive Time Sports? Do you have any idea?
I poop. Or scoot.
No.
Shout out to Riverfront Steakhouse.
It is the shout out to Riverfront. It is the longest commercial
salad bar.
It's the longest commercial on the buzz of any 3 days is Randy on the
it's not.
I would tell you, I guarantee when Frank you're in your car. If 5:30 you're turning to make sure Randy gets the Riverfront
Steakhouse.
Well,
what's funny is that I have a great relationship with Randy, and since it's live, we change it a lot, and I forget to send in what we want to promote. Yes. So Randy at 4 o'clock, yes, you know, the first commercial break, he'll text me and I'll go, "You forgot. We got to do something." So, and a lot of times it would be 5 o'clock, and I'll, you know, be coming in on an airplane or something. So, but, you know, by having a great relationship with Randy, we do a lot of things that are pretty spontaneous.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. Randy's a pro at that. By the way, if you heard something there a few minutes ago, there is a drone that is flying. There's a drone flying over us inside the showroom. It's Jeremy Flynn, yes, and his wife Alicia. The flyover agency, they're doing your social media now.
That's right. They've took us from the Stone Ages to more professional, great content, and they've been great to work with.
I give Frank credit for doing that. Frank's always a guy who's looking for new ways to do it, and sometimes you don't understand all this stuff. They have done a great job for the Touchdown Club, raising the bar, the Brewers Award, and so you just said, hey.
Well, he showed me a deal on our, I guess it's on our Frank Fletcher
Facebook.
Facebook, okay. Yeah. He showed me a couple, and I thought like they were professional actors, but yeah, they were actually real customers. And so Sippy was just telling me during the show that they asked him, "Would you mind being interviewed?" And I guess Jeremy was here.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, but it they were so good. Yeah. I mean, if I couldn't pick somebody off of the Tonight Show,
yeah, that's
it would be any better than this, yeah, couple was.
That's
they
what
went
you
back
want.
And got them a Fletcher hat.
Very
he
nice.
Shows them in the parts department getting a hat. And they talked about how easy it was to buy a car. And I guarantee you, when you see that, it looks real. You know,
yes,
it's like, it was real. They had just bought a car. It wasn't, but they spoke so clearly and so enthusiastic that I want to hire them.
Very nice, very nice. We come back, we'll visit with Belinda Mayo. You know, she's not having to rush to get to, yeah, a Channel 7 shoot, so we'll visit with her. Last night I went to bed at about 3:30, right? Justin, I don't know if you got a text from me about 2. Frank, I've got sometimes I get my hours and days mixed up. And just, so, I, you know, I take
it's
advantage.
It's called being a vampire.
I take advantage of a 23-hour day.
That's the way to go.
I'm riding on a high, right? High
you're
of
like
life.
On 2 hours sleep right now?
Yes.
Oh.
But, you know, I'm riding on a high of life.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, Justin, I didn't know if, I didn't think I'd, I didn't think I'd wake you up last
high
night.
High of life. Yeah.
But I sent you a video about a JUCO baseball player. Yeah.
I was waiting for a low blow to Roger.
No. Yeah. Listen, I didn't think I'd wake you up, Justin. That's why I sent it. Of course, I did emails last night about 2:30 in the morning, just trying to get work done. So, life's good, isn't it, Frank? I may not be here tomorrow, but I'm going to make sure
you're not sleeping and getting
around. I'm going to make sure today is.
We always say you better enjoy your life today.
That's exactly right. We enjoy being here with Frank and Zippy. They're doing deals. I mean, left and right. They're going to. Got one day to get deals done.
Right.
So if you've been thinking about today's the day to come
in. Hey, if you want to try to buy a Ram, come buy one today.
Right. Yeah, today.
Because you might not be here tomorrow.
That's right.
So let's get it
live
today.
Live
it for somebody.
8:30. Don't go away.